A motorboat going downstream overcame a raft at a point A. 60 minutes later, it turned back and after some time passed the raft at a distance 6 kilometers from the point A. Find the river velocity, assuming the duty of the engine to be constant. Let B1 and R1 be the positions for the boat and the raft when the boat first overtakes the raft. The boat is going downstream at VB plus VR relative to the bank. The raft is traveling at VR. So 1 hour later, let B2 be the position of the boat and R2 the position of the raft. The boat reverses its direction of motion and let B3 and R3 be the positions of the boat and the raft when the second crossing occurs. B1, B2 has been traveled at VB plus VR and let T1 be the time taken for this travel. So B1, B2 equals VB plus VR into T1. In this time, the raft has moved from R1 to R2, so R1, R2 equals VR T1. And when the boat reverses its direction of motion, it is moving at VB minus VR. So B2, B3 is VB minus VR into T2. It's being assumed here that VB is greater than VR. So the boat is moving upstream during the reverse journey. It's given here that the duty of the engine is constant, which means it will get the same speed related to the water for both upstream and downstream journeys. You could assume that duty being constant means burning fuel at the same rate. So the relative velocity would remain the same. And so B2, B3 is VB minus VR into T2, T2 being the time taken for the boat to meet the raft second time. And R2, R3 is VR T2 because the raft continues to travel at VR. From the diagram, you can see B1, B2 minus B2, B3 equals R1, R2 plus R2, R3. But B1, B2 is VB plus VR into T1, and B2, B3 is VB minus VR into T2, and R1, R2 is VR T1, and R2, R3 is VR T2. Expanding, you find some terms cancelling out, and you end up with T2 equals T1, which is given as 1 hour. Now R1, R3 is given as 6 km. This is the distance traveled by the raft between the successive crossings. Since T2 and T1 are equal to 1 hour each, the velocity VR of the river comes out to be 3 km per hour. Let's now switch to the reference frame of the raft. In this reference frame, the raft is at rest, the banks are moving leftward, and the water is still. So the speed of the boat rightward and then leftward will be same related to the raft. So the time for rightward and leftward journey would be same. That is T2 equals T1. Having solved for T2 in terms of T1, we'll switch now to the reference frame of the bank. In this reference frame, the river is flowing and flowing at VR. And since the time for downstream and upstream journey between the two meeting points is same and equal to 1 hour, the total time between the two meetings is 2 hours. In this time, the raft has moved 6 kilometers, and this at the speed of the river. So 6 kilometers in 2 hours would mean 3 kilometers per hour. Again, solving for T2 has become very, very simple. So there is an advantage in switching reference frames. When two things are moving, it may be a good idea to move with one of them, so the motion seems simpler. It might be worthwhile recalling that if you're solving a problem of a ball dropped in a lift, it's best to solve the problem related to an observer in the lift rather than a ground observer. Also, in classical mechanics, the mechanics we deal with at this level, time is not relativistic. That is, time it will be in two events will be same for all observers. You will learn later on, if you pursue physics to a higher level, that time interval between events does depend on the observer. These effects become relevant when observers are traveling at speeds close to that of light.